Greetings again. Once again, it's Thursday, November 25th, 2009. I'm taking a quiet moment in preparation for my class. A pair of classes, in fact, coming up, scheduled to begin in about 10 minutes. I'm sitting in the grounds of a shrine here in central Tokyo. The shrine is dedicated to the warriors, the servicemen, the martial spirit. Such a calm place. Birds flying overhead, pigeons walking by my feet. Businessmen walking by during the lunch hour. Stepping up to a iron sphere fixed atop a post about a meter and a half tall, used as an ashtray. Yes, they come here to smoke. I used to come here to smoke before class, but that was before Audio Boo. Somehow, some way, kind of difficult to explain, but Audio Boo has helped me to kick the habit. Well, that would be a good enough ending right there, wouldn't it? That would be a boo to remember. But actually, that's not even what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about how this scene in which I find myself, I failed to mention the sun is shining in my face. It's a late November day. Temperature is between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius. Pleasantly warm. In fact, if I had a sweater on, it would be uncomfortable. But I'm appropriately dressed. The sun that's shining in my face is also shining through some trees. And as I was looking at these trees, which still have their leaves, though they are deciduous, they're going to fall off the tree soon. Some already have. I was reminded of an audio boo that I heard yesterday from Radio Kate. I get the sense that Radio Kate is a professional presenter or reporter in England, and she and other professionals are using Audio Boo to try stuff out. I'm not exactly sure. I'm following Radio Kate and I'm enjoying what I hear. It's a great example, and I would like some of my students to hear what she does, as well as some of these other folks. But she had a pair of interviews with a tree guy, a man who's devoted his life to the study of trees, the recording of fauna in different lands. He had a passion and an enthusiasm which came through so vividly in his conversation with Radio Kate. It was a topic I probably would not seek out, but once listening, I could not turn it off. Well, anyway, all of this is to say that the light shining through these trees, through the leaves on these trees that are about to fall, the leaves about to fall, not the trees, is a color that I cannot quite describe. It used to be green, but now it's almost the color of a golden white wine, a yellowish brown gold. And the light is just radiating through these leaves. It's an incredible experience. I wish you could see it. I wish I had the skills to better describe it. Thank you for listening.